16 Republican electors back in 2020 signed a certificate saying that Donald Trump won Michigan's electoral vote and sent that certificate off to the Library of Congress, or National Archives. And now they're on trial, or I should say, they may go to trial for that. We don't know yet if this is going to be bound over, but some interesting revelations in court during the preliminary examination yesterday from attorneys saying that they think that perhaps Trump campaign officials should also be defendants in this case. Why would that be? Craig Mauger, reporting for the Detroit News, who covers Lansing politics. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, there's a number of these electors, some of them elderly, who say we were misled. We were told that this was going to be used one way, and then they used it another. So what's the basis for their complaint and why attorneys are saying that there should be an expansion of defendants in this case?
Yeah, this gets to the whole heart of this proceeding. In order for these charges against these false electors to go forward and to be successful, prosecutors, Attorney General Dana Neffel's office, has to prove that these individuals had an intent to defraud someone. That is the key to the forgery charges that they brought against these high-profile Republicans. And the defense attorneys for these electors are arguing in court, essentially, our clients had the intent to defraud no one, that they were being advised by attorneys who were working with the Trump campaign that these certificates were only a contingency. What does that mean? That these certificates that said Trump won would only go forward if there was some type of lawsuit that overturned the election. And these attorneys are questioning, why aren't you going after the Trump campaign officials who organized this whole scheme? And some of them really didn't seem to have the intent to use these as a contingency. They wanted to use these regardless to try to overturn the election.
But when it comes to the electors, they still signed their name to something.
Yes.
Did they not read what they were signing?
And if you're the prosecution, that's the counter right now. You signed a document that said that Trump won. It is as simple as that, according to the prosecutors. However, yet some of these electors say, hey, I didn't sign this document. Some of these electors, I didn't read this document. I didn't understand what I was signing, I should say. Some of these electors are also saying, well, you know, we might have read the document, but when we have lawyers who are advising us, working for the Michigan Republican Party, working for the presidential nominee of our party, telling us to sign this, and this is how it will be used, what were we supposed to do? So that's the pivot point of this whole thing right now.
Well, you could have acted like Terry Lynn Land, who said, no,
yes,
thank you.
And that's another key witness that the prosecution has put forward during these preliminary examinations. Carrie Lynn Land, a very well-known Republican, it seemed like since
former Secretary of State, so she knows election law.
She knows election law. She's been involved for a very long time. She looked at all of this and decided, I don't think I want to be a part of this. And they have noted that. The Attorney General's office has emphasized that one of these individuals chose not to participate in this, knowing something was off with it. But there are others here, like you mentioned in the preview. Some of these individuals are in their 70s. I think one of them is in their 80s. How much knowledge are they supposed to have about the election law? They did volunteer to be an elector. You'd think maybe you would read what your legal responsibilities are. It's a pretty fascinating situation here.
Craig, at the beginning of the proceedings yesterday, Judge Kristen Simmons issued a warning against witness intimidation. What was that about?
Yeah, it speaks to just how unusual this case is and the individuals involved. A lot of these people are activists, have been involved in politics for a very long time. They're used to handling things in a political way, criticizing their opponents. There have been a series of social media posts by electors' lawyers, where they have criticized witnesses that the Attorney General's office has called. Most recently, one of the electors has a cooperation deal with the Attorney General's office and testified in the preliminary examinations. Michon Maddox, who is one of the electors, former co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, and her attorney shared a picture that was taken by a member of the media with some critical remarks about this person. Michon Maddox's lawyer, Nick Somberg, called him the prosecution's, quote, star snitch. Kristen Simmons did not identify Nick Sundberg by name when she made these remarks yesterday, but she said, "We can no longer have anyone posting critical comments on social media about witnesses who are appearing." She said it could be witness intimidation and could lead to a criminal charge if it continues.
Could the federal indictment of President Trump actually help these electors in this case? Because Jack Smith said some false electors were, quote, tricked into participating.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most interesting moments yesterday. One of the defense attorneys, George Danini, who's representing Kathy Burden, one of the electors, noted that in the federal indictment of Donald Trump, Jack Smith, the counsel working with the Department of Justice to bring those charges against the former president on the federal level, specifically said that electors in battleground states, some of them, had been tricked into signing these documents in order to bring the charges against Trump. And this lawyer noted that here yesterday, saying, well, how can the federal prosecutors be saying the electors were tricked, but the state-level prosecutors in Michigan said that they knowingly had an intent to defraud and commit a crime here? The special agent who was on the stand yesterday working for Attorney General Dana Nessel said he did not believe Kathy Burden was tricked. But there's some push and pull there that both of these cases could be impacted by how, you know, judges and eventually a jury interprets that.
Craig, this is, we're 3.5 years out from the alleged fraud, right? When will we know whether there's going to be a trial about this? This prelim seems to have gone on forever.
Yeah, and it's going to go on longer. We're going to have an additional day of preliminary examination tomorrow, could go into Thursday, and then this is only the examination for 6 of these electors. There are 9 others that have their examination scheduled for beginning in late May. That will probably go into June, and it's unclear whether Judge Simmons will issue a decision on these first 6 before those later examinations, or if we're going to have to wait until, you know, midsummer for her decision whether these people will be bound over. And then keep in mind, you ask a really good question there. Keep in mind, we heard yesterday in court that this investigation is not over. There could be charges issued against additional people who are potentially working higher up in the Trump campaign to orchestrate this whole effort in Michigan. The special agent Howard Schock acknowledged that the investigation is ongoing. He acknowledged that a Trump campaign staffer named Mike Roman is an unindicted co-conspirator. So there could still be additional charges in this as the next presidential election is playing out this fall.
We will watch for that. Craig Mauger, thank you.